It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every weekday to help you know you're not alone on your journey of faith. Great to have all of you with us today. And today we're going to talk about our identity from God. I mean, so often we identify ourselves with what we do, maybe the things we've accomplished in our lives, but that is not our identity in the eyes of God. In God's eyes, we are all His children. But do we really, and I mean really, know that and understand that? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Here to help us on the journey, our spiritual director, and joining us for the first time is one of our priests on The Inner Life, Father Keith Romke. Father's a priest in the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, pastor of St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Dixon, Illinois. Father Keith Romke, welcome to The Inner Life. How are you doing today?
Doing great. So glad to be on and be able to talk about this really important topic.
Yeah, and I know you love to talk about it, and we're going to get into all of that today. And as we do every day, we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you in our listening audience to join us on the program. We hope some of you will say yes to our invitation and join in the conversation today. But Father Keith Romke, get us started accepting our identity from God. What does it mean? What does that mean to accept our identity from God?
Yeah, just like you were saying a moment ago, so often I think we can have it where we look at what we do and we think that that's who we are, which is not the case whatsoever. If you think about people, let's say at a dinner party, you're meeting somebody for the first time, so often people say, "Hey, what's your name?" They'll say their name. The very next question is, "What do you do?" All the time, what do you do? Right? And so if somebody has some big high-power job, great, they might feel good about themselves. But let's say someone just lost their job. All of a sudden it's like, oh, well, I guess I don't have that much to say, you know, and it makes it feel like they're less of a person. So I think what can happen so often out in the world is I like to look at mission, identity, and relationship. I think what can happen is we have kind of our mission, which is the things that we do and we try to accomplish. And we think that we have to be so successful in our mission, these things that we have to do to prove ourselves. Because if we accomplish something great, then that's going to forge a positive identity. And then we view ourselves the way others view us. And if we have a great identity, then we're going to be able to have great relationships. And that's the lie that the world tries to tell us. You have to be successful in your mission, to have a positive identity, to build incredible relationships, which, of course, we all just want to be loved. Yeah. And God says, nope, that's not it at all. Flip it around. Instead of mission, identity, relationship, it all starts with relationship. And with the relationship that we don't have to earn, that we don't have to prove ourselves with, God is our Father, and that is given to us in baptism. That relationship with God as Father gives us our identity as a child of God, and that can never be taken away. And from that identity, from just knowing who we are as children of God, that gives us the confidence and truly the grace that we need in reality to then have our mission revealed by God and to set out and do whatever God calls us to do each day.
Father Keith Romke is our spiritual director. If you're just joining us, Father Romke joining us for the first time here on The Inner Life, and he's a priest in the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, talking today about our identity from God. And what does that mean to you? And when was that point in your faith when you really came to know and understand your identity in the eyes of God and that you are a beloved child of God? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Charity Mobile, the pro-life phone company. More information about their cell phones and monthly plans, all available at charitymobile.com. www.identityfromgod.com. So, Father, I think the reality is that we talk about our identity from God, but I think, I mean, it's true. It's what we do. That is so often where we get our identity. How do we maybe work around that, begin to have different eyes to understand that that is not our identity?
Yeah, and I think we've all had it where something positive happens in our life and we feel like we're on top of the world. And then all of a sudden something will happen and, you know, we feel like we're knocked down. And all of a sudden it's not just, okay, this thing happened, but it's like, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Or we think if I could just have this one thing happen, oh my gosh, then I'd be so super happy. And maybe it's if I got this thing, we get that thing, we're happy for a little bit. And so I think it's the first thing is realizing that we're on a hamster wheel so often, and that the world truly does lie to us. That we, how often have we had it that we think we're going to be happy if one thing happens and it doesn't satisfy, right? Because as St. Augustine says, you've made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So yeah, and I really think that.
Well, just make the point, if you would, because no matter who we are or what we do, whether it's big, small, however anybody wants to label that, in the end, successful, unsuccessful, whatever that is, we are still and we are always that beloved child of God.
Absolutely. I remember having one point, it was probably about my seventh year of seminary, where I had fallen asleep while praying, which would happen, you know, occasionally. And I remember kind of waking up, being there in front of the Blessed Sacrament and just feeling so dejected and thinking to myself, you know, if I was a beginner, this is my first year in seminary, I would expect this. But not now. Like, I need to be able to, you know, to pray and do this and do X, Y, and Z to be pleasing to God. And I just sensed the Lord speak to my heart, and the Lord said, what you see as this finish line that you need to get to, that you're trying to run this journey almost on your own to get to this finish line, to then be able to be like, okay, now I've made it. And the Lord said, you're already there. You are baptized. You are my child. Please just accept what I have given you. Realize that you are my son. And that, guess what? Like, we're at the starting line. Let's start running together right now and do great things.
Well, and Father Robke, when you say that, what I'm hearing is when we start to identify ourselves as we really are that child of God, that really pulls us back into the present moment. All of the chaos and the craziness that's swirling around us in every one of our lives, that suddenly doesn't seem to make as much difference when we recognize that, gosh, look at this relationship that I have with God and God has with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Realizing who we are in God and accepting that identity from Him, that it isn't something that we could increase by doing something successfully, or that we could decrease if we fail at something, you know, that we're going towards through our own fault, or if it's, you know, other circumstances. Yeah, we need to be able to see that God is the rock in the midst of whatever storm we're encountering, to be able to take a step back from everything and to be able to truly say, I am a child of God. Nothing can take that away. As St. Paul says, you know, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Right? Nothing. We are more than conquerors because of Christ who has loved us. God has chosen us, and that will never change. So truly having our identity in God, it is our foundation, and it is that rock that we can stand upon absolutely no matter what happens. I would say even in our most difficult moments, that's when it's most important to say, yeah, my identity is in God, and I am okay, and I am going to thrive because of God who loves me.
We are talking today about our identity from God. What does that mean to you, and when was that point in your faith journey when you really came to know and understand that you are a beloved child of God? We'd love to hear your story. Father Keith Romke is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.